It should have been a quiet Monday night in the French capital. But instead, thousands lined the streets of central Paris. They'd come to watch the Cathedral of Notre Dame burn. I'm Michael Batchelard, and this is a Please Explain podcast extra. Reporter Megan Clement is on the ground in Paris. Megan, tell us the emotion that Parisians are feeling watching one of their most precious landmarks burn.
It almost can't be put into words. It's shock and horror, and thankfully now that we know that it's not been a complete catastrophe and that the structure of the church will be saved, there is a little bit of hope as well.
What kind of role does Notre Dame play in the life of Paris?
It's almost impossible to overstate. It's more than 850 years old. It's been through a revolution or two. It's been through two world wars, occupation. It's sort of was made not more famous, but certainly gloried in the works of Victor Hugo. And it's kilometre zero for the entire nation of France. So every single distance that's measured from Paris in the world is measured from the front of Notre Dame Cathedral. So it's really just right at the heart of everything to do with French life in a way that really transcends religion.
And it's not just a landmark, is it, though, either? It's also a kind of a living, breathing, religious and cultural monument.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the heart of the French Catholic Church. It's the most famous example of Gothic architecture in the world, and it is evolving to this day. And you know, we have seen the horrifying footage of the spire collapsing. That spire was only added in the 19th century, so this is a living building that's been changing all the time, which again is giving some people hope that it can be reborn. But it's an incalculable loss, what's happened so far.
We also know that it's a repository of some great art, some art that's central to French culture. What do we know about whether those artworks have survived or not?
So what we've heard is that everything, all of the relics and artworks have been saved, which is, again, pretty remarkable given the scale of the blaze. So they were able to get those out of danger. So really what has been lost that we know of so far is the roof, the wooden frame of the building, the floor has totally gone, but the crypt beneath has stayed strong and the two towers at the front. So the fact that it's maintained its structural integrity has meant that people have been able to save some of the most valuable things that were housed within it.
Of course, this will change over the coming days, but what do we know so far, this very early stage, about what caused this fire?
So we're hearing so far that it was caused as a result of the restoration that's going on. It's been a very controversial restoration, very, very badly needed and very expensive restoration process. And that is believed to be the source of the fire. It actually broke out during a mass. And so the cathedral had to be evacuated in a very dramatic fashion. And then indeed the whole island that the cathedral is on has been evacuated as well. There'll be a lot of back and forth in the days to come about how this could have happened in the year 2019. The investigation has been opened already. And this is going to be a long period of soul searching as to how this could ever come to pass.
The mass that you referred to that people were in, what was that mass for? Was it an ordinary mass? And the restoration work was continuing as the mass went on, is that right?
Well, yes, the restoration work is sort of ongoing. There's always some sort of scaffolding up around Notre Dame, and I think it's believed that the scaffolding was the genesis of the fire. So just a few days ago, they took a lot of the statues off the top of the cathedral to go for restoration. So it's sort of an ongoing process and life goes on in the cathedral as this happens. So there was a mass going on. I don't know if it was specifically related to, it is Holy Monday today as we get towards Easter. So I don't know if it was relating to that or if it was just a daily mass that happens at the cathedral, but, you know, this is one of the things about having a working church that is 850 years old. It all kind of happens at once, and that's, I guess, how you get a situation as awful as this happening while a religious service is in process.
And you refer to it as being Holy Monday. Of course, Easter's coming up. It traditionally would be probably the biggest or one of the two biggest times of year for the church. Are people talking about what might happen now this week and over the weekend with the sort of smoking ruin of the church there in the centre of Paris?
Well, it's all about really saving the building now. And there will be a donations hotline or donation drive open tomorrow to contribute to the cost of rebuilding the cathedral, which President Macron has promised to do. So all thoughts really right now are on the rebuild. Life will go on, Easter will go on, and it will be observed throughout the city. But it won't be observed at Notre Dame, that's for sure.
Although I suspect there will be plenty of people still wanting to gather there on Good Friday, particularly in Mourne and so on. It sounds like this story has got a long way to run yet.
It will take decades to rebuild, and the inquiry, I imagine, will go for a very long time. This is a huge project now of rebuilding for the city of Paris and for the Catholic Church. One gentleman I spoke to today down by the Seine said, you know, he was happy that the worst had been avoided and that they would rebuild. But he said, you know, he was a young guy, maybe 30. He said, I could be 60 years old before I ever get to go back inside this place, which for him, a Parisian, was a really, really hard thing to come to terms with.
And you were down, as you say, on the streets tonight, Paris time, talking to people, and the most extraordinary thing happened. Tell us about that.
So it's hard to put into words how incredible this was, but on every bridge, every street with a view onto Notre Dame, there were small groups of people bursting into the most beautiful singing I've ever heard. Singing Catholic hymns, which, you know, have been sung within the walls of Notre Dame for eight centuries now, out on the streets, in tribute, really, and in support of this remarkable institution and part of French life. And it's throughout the city. It's not just in one place. So you just turn a corner and you hear a new kind of strain of hymn that's coming from a corner or coming from a bridge, and all in the most remarkable tune. I mean, these are very practiced singers, and it's so one of the most moving things I've ever heard.
Describe the feeling that you had listening to it.
You know, like a lot of Paris residents, I've had a lot of feelings tonight, going from, you know, the absolute shock of finding out what's happening to the fear that it was all going to crumble to the ground. By the time I got down to the Seine and to Notre Dame, we had heard that it would survive. And so the feeling there, you know, that there is this immense relief, and to see the way the city had turned out for this this integral piece of its fabric was really deeply moving, deeply, deeply moving. It's been a long and emotional night, but I think, you know, we've finishing it on a note of hope, which sounds could sound crazy given how much damage has been done. But when we were looking down the barrel of the facade falling after eight centuries, it's still standing.
Megan, thank you for joining us. Thanks for being there to report this for us. This has been a Please Explain podcast extra, and our regular show will be in your feeds on Thursday.